The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
JADCO, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, is responsible for coordinating Jamaica's anti-doping in sport program. That essentially means the commission is responsible for coordinating testing activities as well as educating athletes, their support personnel, and the general public about anti-doping. This continued throughout 2016 as the commission took steps to ensure that its testing regime is compliant with the standards set out by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, and that its sample collection personnel remain fully trained and equipped to do the job. Stay tuned to this edition of JADCO and You for highlights of JADCO's major achievements in 2016. Against the background of the implementation of a revised World Anti-Doping Code in 2015, the Commission continued the dialogue on aspects of the code at the annual JADCO Symposium held for athlete support personnel. The symposium was held at the Jamaica Conference Center on Thursday, January 28, 2016, under the theme, Assessing the Impact of the 2015 World Anti-Doping Code.
Specific focus 2 years in a row was necessary, we thought, because it's a new code, and so there are two additional anti-doping rule violations from the code of 2009. So we felt that it's very important that we reinforce what is necessary so persons understand and are clear, and if they were not clear, they would have the opportunity to ask questions so we could bring clarity.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. Several initiatives aimed at educating the nation's junior athlete population continued in 2016. Approximately 600 student athletes and support personnel from secondary schools in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine received anti-doping education during the 2016 series of the JADCO School Tour, conducted from February to April. Through the JADCO School Tour, the Commission visits secondary schools island-wide to conduct anti-doping education workshops. This year's tour series will target schools in Clarendon. The Commission also focused on junior athletes and their support personnel as it hosted the 2016 series of the island-wide Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops in October and November.
Athletes, while you work to develop yourself at your sport of choice, remember that it not only involves hard days of physical training and mental conditioning. Excelling at sport is also about fair play.
Director of Communication at JADCO, Vanessa Reed-Ledford. Participants got information on topics including the role and functions of JADCO, making ethical decisions, anti-doping rule violations and sanctions, the doping control process, and the health consequences of doping. JADCO continued to develop creative ways to get individuals involved in learning about anti-doping. Following the successful implementation of the 2014 JADCO mascot competition, the Commission launched the 2016 JADCO poster competition during the Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops. Participants were invited to design a poster for JADCO under the theme No Dope to Cope for a chance to win cash and other prizes. Senior athletes were not to be left out. In anticipation of the Olympic Games, the Commission carried out a series of Rio 2016 anti-doping education workshops with a number of sporting federations and associations whose members were seeking to represent the country at the Olympics. Participants received general information on anti-doping, as well as information specific to the anti-doping rules of the Rio 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Then, the annual Senior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshop was hosted at the Ligonie Club on Saturday, November 19, 2016. The event catered to national and international level senior athletes and their support personnel. In 2016, the Commission also hosted several workshops for sporting federations, associations, and professional groups that resulted in the continued empowerment of the nation's athletes and support personnel. This year, JADCO will continue its initiatives to ensure the country's sporting program is protected as they continue the fight against doping in sport. To get more information, contact JADCO by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.